Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
More interestingly, I guess, for everybody watching and indeed listening, centre-halves. Now, we said right at the top of this little segment, Joel Matip out for the remainder of the season. Don't know what that means in terms of the future for him, but we'll park that for a moment. That leaves us with Virgil van Dijk, the outstanding Joel Quantu, who's really come to the fore this season. Ibrahima Konate, who is incredible, but has his own fitness concerns, I think it's fair to say. And Joe Gomez, who, for all his brilliance in terms of his versatility, has fitness problems and also can't be in three different positions at once. So everyone is looking at this situation and going, will Liverpool act on it? Now, I think the place to start with this, Lewis, you've mentioned four potential centre-backs in your piece for the Daily Mail. Antonio Silva, Gonçalo Inácio is the name that won't go away. Ousmane Diamande is another one. All three, obviously, based in Portugal. And the place to start, really, is Liverpool feel as though the centre-back problem or the centre-back position is the next place we're going to go. We did the midfield last summer. The centre-back feels like the next one. Is that right?
Yeah, that seems to have been... That's what all the noise seems to suggest. I do think it's still very unlikely something happens in January. The only thing that would change that is if Konate or, well, any of the three got injured, really. And I think they're still at the very early stages of planning in that department. I mean, they're... Like, I always find it surprising how much fans get sort of overexcited when you say a club's scouting a player, because these clubs are genuinely scouting like hundreds of players a season, and that's when they'll rattle it down, and they'll have scouts all over Europe, all over South America as well, watching these players. But there are a few names that keep getting mentioned with people you talk to around football and whatever, people in the know. The Inácio one seems to be the one most mentioned. I don't think that necessarily means he's the most likely to sign, because this is very much early stages of the planning. And there'll probably be a name that none of us have even heard yet that will come to the fore. And you don't know. I think another one that has been mentioned, but this might be more just because he's ready to step up, is the lad at Palace, Gueye Gouye. Mm-hmm. He's one of them where I think his agents are sort of thinking, you know, like, he's playing for England, he's probably Palace's best player, or one of their best defensive players at least, and, you know, he's probably ready to step up to a bigger club. Not necessarily means that'll be Liverpool, but, you know, I'm sure they'll keep tabs on him. He plays on that left side as well, which is quite interesting. And I think Inácio as well, he's left-footed. And when you look at the system, I think they might look for a sort of left-footed defender, because with Trent wandering into midfield, you've sometimes seen Robbo have to tuck in a bit into like a almost like a back three when they're in possession. So that would be really beneficial if they got a sort of left-footed one that could come out to them wider areas, almost play as a bit of a wide centre-back. Mm-hmm. You see Guardiola play that sort of role for City. But they're obviously watching a lot of players. Portugal seems to keep being mentioned. I don't know whether that's just because I know a few people in Portugal or whatnot, but there's a lad at Bayer Leverkusen as well. There's absolutely no chance they're going to sell one of their players in January, though, because they're obviously going for the Bundesliga title and they're still in the Europa as well. So, yeah, it's very early stages in that. They're obviously still drawing up that list of the long list of candidates, and they'll go from there and keep watching them for the rest of the season and see what business makes sense in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is, of course, the way to go about it. But I think it's interesting how obviously you mentioned the Portuguese thing there. Liverpool have targeted Portugal relatively successfully as well in recent years. And it does seem to be a sort of a breeding ground that Liverpool like, because they've had some joy from it, as I say. And it's interesting, obviously January can be a bit of a volatile market and it seems to be a bit of a domino effect. You mentioned if a player was to get injured, Liverpool might need to act therefore. And obviously having names on a list at least somewhere would be useful in that circumstance. But do you think there's any chance? We've seen in the past, I think it was Cody Gakpo, the Man United interest spark Liverpool into life there, Tottenham and Luis Diaz. Do you think there's any chance that could be the case in this window as well? Because let's just say, for argument's sake, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Man City, one of the above, suddenly take a liking to Gonçalo Inácio and make their move. Do you think Liverpool would be inclined to do something similar?
Yeah, they wouldn't rule it out, definitely. I don't know what their FFP calculations are looking like, because obviously they'd spend a lot of money in the summer. But when we saw it with Cody Gakpo last summer and Diaz the year before, that they weren't signings that they I don't think they planned to do them in January. It was more just that they brought them forward from the summer was the word. Mm-hmm. So that could happen. I mean, there's a lot of ifs, buts and maybes involved in that if that was the case. But I'm sure they've got a long list of centre-backs. There'll be plenty who we've not mentioned. There'll be plenty who probably we've never heard of that are on the list. There's a case that where if a Van Dijk got injured, they might have to do a sort of short-term cheaper deal. And there is a few centre-backs in the Prem who have got contracts running up in the summer who they could get on a cheap. I know the lad at Bournemouth, Lloyd Kelly
yeah,
is one who's been mentioned before. I don't think Liverpool think he's quite good enough for them. I think he's more of like, I'm sure he's a good player. I think he's captained Bournemouth a few times, but is he good enough for Liverpool? I'm not really sure. I've not watched him enough to answer that. But yeah, I mean, they could bring one forward, but I'd say it's very unlikely at this stage, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. It absolutely is. And yeah, Lloyd Kelly one is one who we linked with him before he made the move to Bournemouth back in his Bristol City days. So it's not a huge surprise to see his name still doing around. Certainly not when you consider what you mentioned a moment ago in terms of him being a left footer, can play a little bit of left back, then slot into what becomes a three. I think it does make sense for Liverpool to be looking at this market. And as I mentioned earlier, it does feel like potentially the next big transfer Liverpool do in terms of incomings will be in the centre-half department. That's certainly the taste I get. In terms of the names, obviously none of them sort of a standout candidate right now, but Antonio Silva, Diamande, release clauses on both of them. I think Diamande is around the 60, 70 million mark. I think Liverpool are going to have to fork out big at some point, you would imagine.
Yeah, well, to be fair, 70 million is the new 30 million. And I mean, like, you're not going to get a really good centre half for less than 50 million, really, these days, are you? So, yeah, they're going to have to spend big if they want to do it. But they're willing to spend big. They obviously spent reasonable money on Szoboszlai. They got McAllister on quite a, well, very cheap deal, really, from Brighton, I thought, considering he'd won a World Cup and was one of Brighton's best players when they got to Europe. So they've definitely got the money to spend. Like they're not going to, you know, pull out of any deals because they asked for 70 million or whatever. But I think the fact that their centre back sort of shortages are well documented will work against them, because, you know, if you're a Sporting Lisbon director of football or whatever, you'll think, you know, we can easily get another 20 million out of these. But it's interesting. I think they obviously, They're planning for a centre-back before Joel Matip got injured, of course, because he's obviously in his mid-30s now. Early 30s still, I suppose. But he's not getting any younger. He's not getting any quicker. But I think they've been really surprised by just how much Jarrell Quantz has come on this season. I know I have for certain, because, you know, he's on loan at Bristol Rovers last season. I remember I spoke to some guy who watches them every week earlier in the season, and he was saying, you know, he was good, but he wasn't like, we never saw this coming. And I think Liverpool have sort of felt the same about him. So that, I've written before, Jarrell Quantz could be the man that saves Liverpool £100 million, because they're not going to have to go out there and buy someone, because he can genuinely step up. And I've not seen him put a foot wrong all season. But I think they do need, regardless of that, they do need another centre-half, because you just think, Konate has been brilliant in the last month, but do you trust him to stay fit all season? I'm not sure I do. I mean, he seems to have got over them injuries that kept kept coming up, but you never know, do you, with all the games that happen in football these days.
No, absolutely, mate. Yeah, and I think you're right. Ultimately, Joel Quanah is absolutely right now. He's nigh on nailed on to a future as part of Liverpool's first team plans. But you're right. I think the Joel Matip outgoing situation is the one that makes us need a centre back at some point, potentially in the summer.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.